Remembering the 70s. We asked for birth control. They gave us crowd control. We blew their minds, rewrote the rules, retraced the chalk lines. Far the fuck out. Can you dig it? We grew up Nixon, Star Trek, and Deliverance. We freaked out on Evel Knievel, who broke Guinness records in 74 for breaking more bones than any man alive and still survive. We listened to the jive as we beat the heat in our string bikinis down by the town pool, drenched in iodine and baby oil. So red, so brown, so cool. Used to streaking bare-ass naked across from the high school. Rednecks chasing everyone different for fun, to drafties sent to Nam with a gun. From the hippie that dodged to Canada and split, to the trailer trash dick, screwing jailbait chicks. Naive chicks that bought the white picket lie and snatched a rotten slice of the American pie. Here's to VW Beetles and the fuel rationing in 73. The boy who stole our heart in September. The one they drafted in November, when we were still groovy, baby. Here's to the good old days, chillin' down at the well. The local dive where we used to dance to Three Dog Night and get over on the old man and the old lady. Man. They was so uptight. Here's to forging excuses, detention with good old Mr. C. Here's to cold dead frogs, best not inhaled, but if you must, only after the tab of acid and Bud Chaser. Here's to smoking Marlboro Red, gulping down pizza and Diet Coke, hamburgers and Diet Coke, chili dogs and Diet Coke. Here's to sorrow and in-your-face, stone-cold corpses, 18 and 19 on the drunken highway to graduation from high school. Here's to dream on, sock it to me, Black Panther pride, in-your-face flower power, New York astride. Here's to blazing colors, bell-bottoms and big-ass hair, beaded curtains, black lights and beanbag chairs. Here's to mood rings, crystals and gold-pierced lobes, bicycles, banana seats, and hip-hugging roads. Rows and rows of tall, dense pine poking through third-eye mind, dealing with the man as life unwinds. Flash forward, and here we are in our 50s, fighting our bulging hips and waistlines, thinning hairlines, autoimmune disease, cancer. Finding Jesus poking through the dumpster high on crystal meth, fresh out of fish and followers. Now I ask you, is that the skinny? Because if it is, I want to roll over and contemplate the spider web in my brain, or better yet, the really huge one on top of the kitchen cabinet. Reconsider the pros and cons, the gravity of my choices. Explore my inner Zen voice. Some more. Check it out. Are you done bogarting that joint? I'm just saying. Our cool copacetic limits were radical. Right on and righteous. So do me a solid, man. It was a gas, but I got a split. Catch you on the flip side.